You're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com, bringing you the freshest radio in Brooklyn since 2009. Hear directly from chefs to farmers, artists to architects, authors to brewers, and everyone in between. Check out all of our shows on our website or by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. The following is a message from NOFA NY. Do you dig local food? Love organic farmers? Do you crave to be part of a growing movement of consumers concerned with the state of our nation's food system? Then sign up today to take the NOFA NY's Locavore Challenge this September. Join 5,000 other New York locavores that are hungry, active, and ready to change our food system. Learn more at www.nylocavorechallenge.com.
Okay, everybody, it's time for a game. I'll sing my song and you do just what the song says. Here we go. Rub your tummy just like this. Rub it all day long. Rub your tummy, rub it hard while we sing our song. Rub, 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 rub. Play and sing along.
Good morning, everybody. It's Alessandra Maria again, a.k.a. Mama Sandra. I'm your host for Growing Good. We're here live with Heritage Radio Network. So excited about today's show. I've got my home team in the studio with me, Miss Melissa McAllister and Miss Sarah Trogdon.
Hello.
Hello. And their beautiful babies, Gigi. How old is Gigi?
Gigi is a year and 4 months.
And baby Harry. How old is baby Harry?
15 months.
Yay. This is my home team. I know these girls for many years, and then we all just got pregnant at the same time and had babies like weeks apart. And I'm just so thankful to have them in my life. You've heard me mention Melissa's name a lot by this time. But today we're here to talk about Sarah and her all-natural product line called Goldies. Now, this line has completely blown my mind because I get hooked up with it. And Sarah made a bug spray, a non-toxic bug spray.
An all-natural bug spray
that I literally cannot live without. And I know that you moms know what I'm talking about. My baby, Sarah, I really want to commend you.
Thanks.
I forget my spray bottle or don't put it with Wally, especially when he's visiting his grandparents upstate, it looks like, and I know it doesn't hurt him, but it's just like, it looks so, there's these huge welts on his ears, behind his eyes. So we're going to talk about Sarah's line. And so Sarah, you started before having a baby with adult products, correct?
That's right. I started about 3 years ago. I was working here at Roberta's, and it was sort of the beginning of our garden projects here, or it was the end of our first season of our garden projects, and I was looking at, you know, I was sitting in the garden and looking at everything around us, and I was thinking about starting an ice cream truck.
Whoa.
Which I didn't really want to do. And the thought of all of that rotting milk in the sun, I was like, you know what, that's not even what I'm about. And I was looking at the plants, and I was like, what can I do with what's growing around us? And I realized that I wanted to make natural beauty products and medicines.
Yeah, and you've mentioned to me that, you know, something you're really proud of is your soap alchemy, because that's really just a really hard, you know, talent, because you make soaps.
I think, what you're referring to is cold processed soaps are a more complicated process. It's not the kind of thing that you can just throw together soap in an afternoon, but you can also make a really, really exquisite,
right,
really unique soap with a lot of research and tact for putting together a good recipe, just like cooking.
So that was like your main products, and then you started going into like, you know, facial scrubs and bath salts and all this kind of beautiful, amazing stuff for adults.
Mm-hmm.
Before you had Gigi.
Mm-hmm.
Then Gigi came,
then
and
Gigi
she
came.
Inspired you to make what new products? Please tell us.
To make products that were more specifically targeted to babies and good for babies and safe for babies. I have a healing salve that Melissa can attest to is an excellent treatment for diaper rash. Awesome. And also for any other kinds of...
like scrapes and bruises? Well,
exactly.
That's so and cool. Baby. So we've got the bug spray, we've got the salve.
Mm-hmm. Baby powder.
Baby powder.
Which, believe it or not, has actually made my daughter almost stoked about diaper changes, which is an easy thing. I bought a little pink container that I sell them in with a powder puff, and when I pull out the blue powder puff, she's totally like, she starts to giggle, and she's excited for her diaper change, which is nice.
That's so awesome.
And it smells lovely.
And I also heard you've been working on some sunblock.
I did sunblock this summer. To be honest, the sunblock was very effective. I plan to perfect it more before next year.
Awesome.
But mineral-based sunblock, you know, zinc oxide, titanium dioxide, and just like emollient nourishing oils. So it's sort of like using a great natural lotion for your skin and protecting yourself from the sun.
That's so awesome, Sarah. And you guys, you have to understand, mommies, that she's doing all of this while being a full-time mom. Chris, Gigi's dad, runs 3 restaurants. This is one of them. So, I mean, it's Sarah and the baby and her amazing all-natural line called Goldie's, which, where can you buy this? Hook us up. How do we do this?
Goldie's soaps are available at the Meat Hook, Brooklyn Kitchen, down on Frost Street and the BQE. Only in New York right now. I'm listing all places in New York.
Yeah, we're local. We're local. There was also a market that I went to by me. It was like North 3rd. Is it like North 3rd and Wythe or around that area? The market with the flag out front. It's like a corner market. They had a thing of Goldie's soaps.
I don't know. I got to think, you know. Oh, it's at Bedford Cheese Shop. It's at Marlowe and Sons. And then my full...
Oh, Marlowe and Sons. That's cool. That's on Broadway.
Marlowe and Sons.
That's a big one.
And I've done a... their own personal soap for Park Delicatessen out in Prospect Heights, which is an awesome store that sells flowers and skateboarding equipment, among dry goods and other things. And then my full line is available at Veggie Island in the Rockaways, and very soon will be at Mary Meyer's new location just across the street from us here in Bushwick.
Oh, amazing. But, I mean, we can also buy your things online, right? And all the adult products.
Oh,
let us know a little bit about your website.
That's true. And let me plug one more thing because I left out Dépanneur, which is a wonderful sort of European-style grocery market on Wythe Avenue.
That's the one I'm talking about.
Okay, yeah.
The European market on the corner. I went in there. I'm from Italy, and they had, like, Nutella and, like, bologna the way that I like it. And then that's where I saw it. That's the one I was talking
about. They're old Roberta's friends, and they are rad, and they are going to carry more and more of my full line, maybe even my full line, by this fall, which I'm working on a lot. Everything is available on my website, which is goldiesoap.com.
Goldiesoap.com. G-O-L-D-I-E-S.
S-O-A-P.
Okay,
.com.
It's so great. And there you can get all the adult products, Sarah. Sarah gave me this like clay bath that the one time a month that I can take a bath, it makes me so happy because I open it and there's a seashell inside that I scoop it into my bath with. So even the packaging is all natural and it's just so awesome.
Made with love.
She brought me a little present today and I'm going to open it here online with you guys. It's, what are these called again, these boxes? Fortune cookie boxes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She brought me a package and a fortune cookie boxes. Oh, Sarah, you didn't have to do this. This is so much products.
Pleasure.
I just got a Goldie's All Healing Salve, a Goldie's Lip Tinted Basil and Anise. Is that how you say that?
Basil and Anise. It's tinted with alkanet root. It's enhances the natural color of your lips. It's kind of a pink... sweet almond oil and shea butter and lanolin and honey and beeswax.
Amazing.
Lip tint with a little color added to it.
I got a lip balm. And then, of course, I got 2 of my beautiful soaps that I'm so hooked to. It's Goldie's. One is a creamy soap with a sunset swirl. Oh, my darling. Basil and clementine oils with cocoa butter create a soft, soothing soap. Very sudsy and moisturizing and toning and balancing for the skin. That's one of them. The other one is the tropical citrus scent of, what is this,
Bergamot.
Bergamot essential oil combines with piney green juniper to relax muscles and cramps, that's me, and remove toxins from the body promoting circulation. Lots of coconut and olive oils make a foamy, creamy lather that'll sud you up even in cold seawater. Sweet almond oil is added, softens skin and even your complexion. Thank you, Sarah.
My pleasure.
This is like $50 worth of stuff right here. I'm so lucky. So Melissa's here with me too, and I'm going to make her tell us about the fact that she makes her own baby detergent at home. So we now know where to go buy products for people that are busy and for people that want to support local awesome moms like Sarah. But I do want to add some home remedies for moms that, you know, want to start making their own things. It's very tedious, and I'm sure it takes up a lot of your time, right?
No, actually, it's not too bad. Once you get into a good groove, you know, it's, you know, and just becomes part of your day or your week or your month, you know.
Yeah, so a little bit about Melissa's background. Melissa and Matt don't wear deodorant and don't smell because they actually, and it's amazing. I'm with them all the time and in their house all the time, and they actually taught me that deodorant, like, causes you to sweat more. Yeah. It's like addicting to your body, so if you just wait it out, it goes away. And I mean, like, literally, I'm with her 24/7. It's true.
Yeah, Matt never wore deodorant. He never started wearing deodorant.
That's so
as
crazy.
A teenager.
Just, I have never thought of him as a stinky person. Yeah, and I've known him for years.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Or, you know, even rubbing a little witch hazel mm-hmm. in your armpits is a nice way to kill the bacteria that causes odor.
Yeah, witch. So tell us a little bit about the detergent.
Laundry detergent I make is one bar of soap, and you want to use, you know, real soap, like what Sarah makes, like Goldie's soap, to one cup washing soda, which you can find in the supermarket in a lot of places, like the bigger supermarkets will have it. You don't want to use baking soda, and one half cup of borax.
What's borax?
Borax is sodium borate, I think, and there's a little bit of controversy.
It's a mineral.
Yeah, it's a mineral. It's found in, I think, dried up lakes in California is where they get it, but or Nevada. But there's a little bit of controversy about it because they found that high levels of exposure, you know, can create lung problems and stuff like that. It could be an irritant to your lungs. So when you use borax, you want to be, you know, be careful with it. And don't use it
just
around the babies. Yeah.
But this is something that is in all laundry detergents?
It's in a lot of laundry detergents.
So making your own, you can actually make sure that it's not, that you're using a lot less than what you would buy at the supermarket.
Well, the danger is in inhaling it. So as long as you're not...
Oh, not actually in the
laundry.
Oh, and it's used. You mean about making it, right?
Yeah.
And borax is actually much safer and less dangerous than a lot of things that you don't even know are in the regular detergents that you're... Exactly.
But just to reiterate, she's saying that making, that working, handling it is what's dangerous, not using it once the product is finished.
Yeah.
Right.
I've never had a problem.
Awesome. And you make big, big batches for it.
Yep. And I'll make a big batch and just keep it in a bucket under the sink.
So awesome. And you're saving a ton of money. Mm-hmm. I have such sensitive skin my whole life. And I know for a fact Wally is taking after me. I can't even wear makeup because I get cysts in my eyes. And every single laundry detergent gives me, I actually have to tell you guys a secret. I don't even have stretch marks from my pregnancy. I have stretch marks from having a reaction to Tide.
Wow.
I swear to God. My, like, behind, like, blew up, and I guess I was, like, scratching it all night. And since it expanded so much, the way that stretch marks comes, when it went down, it left me stretch marks. The only two stretch marks I have is from toxic laundry detergent. This is the truth.
Yeah.
So we're supposed to be having another call-in guest. Is she with us? Aloha. Aloha, Amy.
Aloha. Hi, sisters.
Hi. So Amy's hubby, Augustine, was on the air with me last week, if you guys all caught that show about the healing power of light and sound. I know Amy from the West Coast, but she has been traveling all over with her family since then. Right, Amy?
Yeah, we've been on a whirlwind of travels the last couple of years. It's been so beautiful.
And it's been mostly like lush, amazing places. And along the way, you've just picked up a lot of information on plants and, you know, flowers and all the beautiful stuff that this earth has to offer, which is very different than our setting.
Yeah, I was raised on the family farm, so I kind of grew up growing food and... I feel it's on all of our roots. We come from the earth, and so I want to instill that in my daughter as well. And the travels have just, wow, just meeting people that are really, really living from the earth. And we were in New Zealand for a bit, and that country is just amazing. The people there, the land, we learned so much.
The closest I've gotten to that kind of inspiration is California, which is really
yeah, awesome. California's
inspiration.
And you know the desert and Joshua Tree. So introduce your daughter to us, honey.
Oh, her name's Naya Tia. Naya is dolphin in Hawaiian, and she was born in the water.
She was born in the ocean.
Under the starlit sky. So
amazing, because
yeah.
Salt water is actually the cleanest water around, right?
Yeah, she was actually born just in natural water, not in the salt water.
Oh, okay. But on the beach, under the water. Under the sky, I mean.
Yes, yeah.
So beautiful. And how old is she now?
She's 11 months.
Congratulations.
Yay, bless you guys. So we're going to take a break, but when we come back with Amy, she's going to share with us some of her products and some of her findings, and we'll talk all more together. Today's theme, because of All My Earth Mamas, is international children singing, and this is an amazing song I found of some Ethiopian girls that are just so cute and hip singing it. So hit it. Sarah was just pointing out that I am actually wearing one of your creations because she checked you out online. I'm wearing a Daughter of the Sun creation by Amy, who is phoning in with us today. It's a deerskin, beautiful leather. What would you call this?
It's amulet.
Amulet. That's what I meant. I was going to say mallet, but it's an amulet with an agate in the middle. And I actually just bought a bunch of these from Amy, which is how we reconnected. And then we just realized we had so much more to talk about. So you can find Amy's creations at Daughter of the Sun. You have an Etsy page, right, honey?
Yeah, I have an Etsy page, Daughter of the Sun Etsy.
That's so great. So we talked a little bit last night, and you were talking about how you love to make your own baby oils for baby Naya. And, you know, of course, moms, baby massages and baby oil massages are the best soothing thing that you can do for your baby. I actually did some research that if your baby, especially at the younger age, you know, is in a stressful situation or around somebody screaming or something, if you just find yourself in a situation you don't want to be in, a good head-to-toe baby massage is actually where they keep these neuroses and anxieties as babies. It actually sticks to their bones and their nerve systems. Mm-hmm. So that's just something else that I wanted to throw in there. But tell us a little bit about your baby oils.
Well, I started... my partner and I do massage, and so, of course, I wanted to take a little bit of the baby massage classes on Kauai, and so I started working with Naya, and she was just she loved it. As soon as I would just start to touch her feet and ask her, do you want to be massaged, she would just put her legs up, and she's totally ready, so she's loving it. So I started, just a simple oil. You can use almond oil, grapeseed, apricot, and what I was doing, I was making a solar infusion with it. So I was adding like lavender and calendula, which are really good for babies, comfrey and rose, and I was just putting a little blend of that in an oil and leaving it out in the sun for 2 weeks.
Oh, what does that do, leaving it out in the sun? That's the sun infusion that you're talking about?
Yeah, that's a solar infusion. So you can, a quick way is just putting it on the stove and heating it up. It takes about an hour, but I thought it was really beautiful just to do it in the sunlight, and we had it out on our deck, so every day I'd go and just kind of shake it up a little
bit. So what does that do it to? It just makes the vitamins more potent, or?
Yeah, it just allows for the medicine to stream out to the oil, so then you have like a really nice, rich medicinal oil.
That is so amazing. I mean, you guys, I've been like spending tons of money on like Mustela. What's wrong with me?
I've never checked out Mustela.
Mustela is like the most hypoallergenic, you know, like good stuff that you can get on the market, but it's like really expensive and I'm sure not at all as nearly as awesome as this. So do I have to dilute something like that if I were to make it myself, Amy, to make it like not so strong?
Yeah, I think in New York, there's a place called Flower Power. I think it's on East 9th between 1st and 8th. That's where I used to get my herbs. And they have all kinds of herbs there. So you can just go and get a couple of, like, the calendula and the lavender is great to start with in the bulk section there. And then you can just use, like, a cup each. Not even that, maybe, like, half a cup. And add it to a few cups of the oil.
Which would be, like, the almond oil.
Yeah, almond, apricot, grapeseed, yeah.
But do you dilute it at all with any water or anything?
No water, no.
Oh, cool.
No water, just and put it in like a mason jar, you know, a jar and seal it. And it's
so
fun, too, if you have other children, because they can watch, you know, can share with them as well.
That's so nice. Yeah, and I'm sure it can also make, like, for nice gifts. I mean, if you just have a bunch lying around.
That's what I've been doing.
And so you haven't had any, like, allergic reactions or rashes or anything. This has just been a good experience for you.
Yeah, definitely. And I've been handing it out to friends with babies, and they really love it, too. Yeah, it's good. You make a bunch, and then you can share it. I do that a lot. I'll make a lot of whatever I'm making and then just send it out.
Yeah, another interesting thing that Amy was telling me, you guys, Melissa, you would love this, is that in her community, they live in a trade, their beliefs is like trade. So she'll literally take like vegetables that she got in her garden or whatever and just go to someone's house, and then that person will say, well, I have this, and then they trade, right, Amy?
Yeah, mostly is people coming to the land, because the land that we lived on was kind of, it was like, a lot of people would come in and out of there. So there's so much abundant fruit and vegetables. We had a lot of vegetables. And so people would bring, like, bags of fruit, and then they were able to go into the garden and pick what they wanted. And it's really easy in Kauai because there's so much food growing. I mean, when Augustine and I first landed on the island a few years ago, we were just living out of our van and able to just forage for food. There's so much wild food. We had apricots and coconuts, not apricots, I'm sorry, grapefruit and coconuts that we were just living off of and just feeling so wealthy within that.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, climbing cocoa trees, and it's easy to do on Kauai for sure.
Well, we thank you so much for sharing such an amazing little baby oil recipe. Is there anything else you want to share with us that you can think of, Amy?
Rosemary Gladstar, she has a ton of really great baby recipes. So she has a couple books out, and any of her recipes for children in terms of just baby products are amazing. They've all,
yes, Sarah,
all really
where do you
great.
Get most of your products? I mean, we don't want to give the secret away, though, so if you don't have to tell.
Not product sourcing,
no.
But I wanted to plug Rosemary Gladstar and Susan Weed as two really wonderful resources that every mother should have in
That's
their arsenal.
Awesome. I knew you guys would, like, connect.
They both have lots of books, and there's just a wealth of free, good information out there for taking care of your kids.
That's so awesome. And Melissa McAllister's here with me, too. We trade all the time, but we trade, like, bibs and stuff. We go to each other's house, and I'm like, hey, Wally all grew all this stuff. And she's like, hey, I don't use bibs. And I'm like, hey, trade!
Well, Scent of Samadhi is an amazing deodorant, by the way. It's just... Yeah, Scent of Samadhi. It's like $30, but you guys should look into it. It's not really a deodorant, actually.
You know, I've made deodorant in liquid form and in hard form, you know, like butter form.
Yeah.
And I found one once at a market that some old lady made, and I have never been able to match her recipe, so I'm stoked to try out the one that you said and see if it,
That's so good.
You know, with deodorant, it's so much your own, like with herbal medicine and with things like that. In general, it so depends on your own chemical makeup, you know. It's unique, just like a person's sense of taste. So,
You got any new products on the horizon? What are you cooking in your brain?
Yes, we're doing some thieves oil for the fall, which is a combination of oils that's from the 15th century that helps protect against, studies have shown that it kills 99.96% of airborne bacteria, and it's just a combination.
Yeah, Wally's not here with us today because he has a fever. I don't even know where he got it. I hate it.
So we'll have thieves oil, liquid soap, and bar soap, and oil that you can buy to put into your own concoctions, massage oil. You know, you can dab a little on your wrist before you get on an airplane. Stuff like that.
How wonderful is that? A germ killer. That's so great.
And then some tinctures for the fall.
What's a tincture?
Tinctures are medicines made from infusing alcohol with plant material.
Oh, cool.
And I'm going to do a small line of tinctures for the fall. Just flu prevention, herbicide, St. John's wort for calming. And I hope to do a small line of fragrances.
For the
That'll be out at Christmas.
That's so great. I always smell like you know, spit up yogurt.
You smell great.
Come on. I totally smell like spit up yogurt.
Baby, smell like magic.
I just want all my listeners out there to know that right now Melissa is next to me breastfeeding. Gigi is in front of me playing with soaps. Amy is in California taking care of baby Naya. I love my life, and I love you all. Amy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
I cannot wait to see you and hug you. It'll happen somewhere, sister.
Yay. Love you all.
You too.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. The Growing Good. Wally and I are going on a European vacation in a few weeks, and my shows will continue to air while I'm gone. But when I come back, I'm going to have a great segment on traveling with baby. I have no idea what's going to happen. So, universe, help me and guide me through it. Love and light to you all from Alessandra and baby Wally. Tune in next Thursday. Pastemos